waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to be joined by Jason Fick here in just a second. The feedback I got on that music video, you know, a lot of the segments were AI-generated video, and people are like, whoa, some of that looks pretty demonic, like the young boy transforming into a young girl and other demonic looking, you know, video clips. And I got to say, if there's one thing that AI is really good at doing is generating demonic content. So, yeah, if you ever want to do a music video and depict the evil in the world, go with AI video generators. They're very, very good. You should see the stuff that I didn't put in the video because of how insane and evil and wicked it was. It was like, even that's too much. All right, now we're going to talk about freedom of speech in America. We're joined by Jason Fick, who is the expert, the preeminent expert, I believe, in Section 230 and big tech censorship and the censorship laundering complex. Welcome to the show, Jason. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And I just want to say you also are an expert on our lawsuit. So thank you for offering your services for our lawsuit. Now, in this lawsuit, you have discovered, and also you're working, I believe, with other cases, you have discovered some extraordinary things that most people don't know about the censorship industrial complex. And I'd like you to just jump right to the hard-hitting meat of it here as quickly as you can, and don't bog us down with, too many legal details here, but what's the big picture of what you've discovered?
So big picture is the government has set this up for a long time. This is not accidental. This is not like a, you know, some sort of mistake that they're making, you know, oops, a couple people in the federal government went after speech. No, this was set up and in fact, even codified. If we go all the way back, in fact, you know, the other cases that I've worked on, you know, beyond yours, we've gone deeper. So what happened was essentially the government set up this progression of, for example, the Department of State created the GEC, which is the Global Engagement Center. They were supposed to go after foreign disinformation when the real intent was ultimately to go after domestic information, you know, all supposedly in the public interest. And the thing is that they claim to be protecting the public from the public, when the reality is that the thing we can't protect ourselves from is the government. And this censorship engine was pushed forward, for example, under the National Defense Authorization Act, creates the GEC. The GEC then creates like the then funds things like Disinfo Cloud, NewsGuard, and they're funding, you know, foreign entities and foreign NGOs to create censorship tools to go after American speech. That's a flat out violation of our First Amendment rights. Alex has been right about it. You've been right about it. Everybody, go.
Absolutely. But Hillary Clinton recently said that people should be potentially thrown in prison for misinformation and disinformation, which would be defined by the government. AOC also recently had a video saying that there needs to be consequences, you know, perhaps legal consequences. But from what you're describing, it sounds like the government already has the tools that they could deploy to decide who would be arrested and imprisoned for speech in America?
Well, it goes back to the establishment. It's predominantly the left that you see doing it now, and there's a reason for that. And this is the only way I can really explain it, is what you would call whatever, the deep state, the establishment, the established party of power. It doesn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat. They controlled both sides of the political fence. Donald Trump is an outsider that is essentially a populist. He's somebody that represents real change. That's a terrifying to these people. So what has happened is that the Republican Party kind of like sort of stepped back. The GOP couldn't push against this establishment. But the Democrats, their party fractured. And we saw a very defining moment when RFK Jr. left the presidential race and endorsed Trump. That represented the fracture where the establishment party Democrats went hard left, and they're going after control of free speech, which is what you see with, you know, Hillary Clinton, and you see it with AOC, you see it with Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom just signed a law that, you know, oh no, if we meme, we can go to jail. I mean, it's getting really ridiculous, and this is all a move from this establishment party, mostly Democrats, that are moving to essentially stop the the will of the people. They're killing democracy in this process, because that's the whole point of why we're fighting it. And Mike, why you and you are fighting this, it's to preserve free speech is the absolute utmost importance, because we have to stop this establishment control. That's the whole point of why we want Trump in there. You know, everybody says, well, he's a bad guy. Doesn't matter. The point is that what we want to see is change. We know our government is now out of control. It's become almost common knowledge now, where the average person has realized, wow, we've been lied to by our own government. Well, and the
Jason,
answer is
also,
yeah.
Freedom of speech is critical for America to be healthy. So this entire movement of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, RFK Jr., as well as Trump, and you know, many of us who are supporters of health, we need to be able to communicate honestly to the people about things like the benefits of turmeric, or you know, the benefits of herbs, the benefits of superfoods. And if we can't tell the truth, if we can't talk about nutrition, and if we can't talk about herbs and superfoods and molecules and what they do in the human body, then we are done as a civilization. And they will come after free speech on nutritional supplements. This is one of the reasons why I believe I was targeted for censorship, because I was talking about the dangers of vaccines, the dangers of psychiatric drugging of children, and the benefits of nutrition, and how you can grow your own medicine. If you sprout broccoli sprouts yourself, you are sprouting sulforaphane, which sulforaphane is an anti-cancer neuroprotective nutrient. You can make it yourself. Actually, Mother Nature and God are making it. But if we can't talk about it, we are so screwed. Jason, what's your take on the health implications of censorship?
Well, if you think about it more granularly, let's go back to the original, you know, health situation. The reason that, like, we don't touch a stove, it's not because we've touched a stove, it's because somebody told us it's bad. It would hurt us. And if we can't tell people that a certain shot might hurt you, more people will get hurt. Same thing goes with supplements. If the supplements are good for you, then we should be able to tell people that they're good for you. And if the government is making those decisions, the question is why? Why are those biased decisions? Now, I'm not saying that we should stop the government from putting information out there. Public health announcements, sure, make it. Go ahead. They have the ability to say what they believe, but it's the restriction of the competitive ideas that's the problem. If you don't say what they agree with, now they're moving to silence those. And think of it this way. If you just say hypothetically, just hypothetically, that a certain shot was in fact a long-term killer, and they silence anything oppositional to that, a lot of people are going to die because the government made the wrong decision. That's the point of free speech, is everybody should be informed and make informed decisions for themselves.
Yes, Jason, the government, like the FDA, on purpose put out disinformation about ivermectin. So here we have clear malicious disinformation from the government itself, and that information resulted in an unknown number of people dying because of a lack of treatment by ivermectin, a safe, long-standing drug. Billions of doses have been given over, you know, 50 years or more, and people were denied access to that because of what the government said. So I would say to you, Jason, and I think you would agree with this, that the speech of the government should be the most restricted. The speech of the people should have no restrictions. You know,
absolutely,
freedom of speech belongs with the people. The government is the malicious actor that is trying to murder people with bad information. Whereas the public, those of us, at least in alternative media, we're trying to help people. We're trying to save people. We're trying to set people free. The government's trying to get you killed on purpose.
Well, that's part of why your lawsuit is so important. I mean, that and the one that we have coming up in a couple of weeks, the two of them are kind of in tandem. One, I've said it before, where yours is sort of the beginning of the censorship industrial complex, and this is the after effects of censorship industrial complex. But the point is, and I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but this really is not an exaggeration. Big tech and government censorship have killed people. That is
absolutely,
that is a fact. They have killed people because they deny them of information.
Censorship is a form of violence.
It is.
Censorship is a form of violence. And when our government commits censorship against us, it is government committing violence against you. But it's also a form of terrorism. It's a psychological terrorism operation to make sure that you are only able to access the PSYOP fear campaigns that the government is putting out, and that you won't have access to truthful information that might be a lot more calming. Like, hey, there is ivermectin, by the way. Hey, you can take zinc or quercetin. These have beneficial effects, but you're not allowed to have access to that information. So we are literally living in a time when this federal government, it's the worst ever in our lifetimes, it's functioning as a psychological terrorist organization, a censorship violence instigator, and a killer of people through its deliberate disinformation. And then that government says they want to lock us up for challenging their lies? That's crazy.
The funny thing is that I got to see, I actually got to meet Alex in person yesterday at the Tucker Carlson event. And
outstanding.
It's funny. One of the things that Tucker was saying on stage about Alex specifically is that as crazy as his ideas sounded, they're proving correct. The guy is like across the board, like, right. The problem is, and it's this actually is very much like my lawsuit. They're ahead of their time. We're so far ahead, and he was so far ahead in information that he was calling. You know, he was trying to ring the bells and tell everybody, hey, look, the government's coming. Government's now here, and they're trying to take our free speech. They're trying to take our lives. This is real dangerous. And I mean, he couldn't have been any more right about naming the show InfoWars. That's exactly what this is. It is an information war between the government and the people to keep the people in the dark. And I think a lot of people are waking up to it. And the more that we can wake people up to it, the better off we are. But unless you can organize information, you can't push back against a tyrannical government. It's the toughest thing in the world to do. So you and others like Alex and Tucker and so forth and myself, we're pushing back. We're not giving up. We're actually fighting this fight. You know, in the real war. I mean, this is in the trenches. This is legit fighting where we're putting our money where our mouth is, you know, in your case for sure. And my time, I mean, I am 100% committed to fixing free speech on the internet and worldwide. That is what I'm fighting for.
So tell us, what would be your ideal victory in this case or the next case you have coming up? What would you want the court to compel the defendants to do, and the defendants in this case being government, high tech, you know, big tech platforms, as well as these NGOs? What are we asking them to do?
Okay, so this is actually my master plan. I don't think I've ever even told you this. This is exactly how this I hope this plays out. November 22nd, 9:30 in the morning, courtroom 1, Pasadena, California. I go to court. We are finally, after 6 years, going to get our day in court to get a hearing over Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act.
Now, that's your lawsuit. I just want to be clear for the audience.
That is my lawsuit. Yeah.
Longstanding lawsuit. It's been delayed for years.
Yes. So it's a multifaceted, multi-fingered plan here, and I'll explain. So Section 230 is at the core of all the censorship. And the reason for that is because the government is using Section 230 as liability leverage. They protect them from everything when they want to, or they can apply the law correctly and they're not protected from antitrust liability. There's your pivot point. There's ambiguity in the law. We know it's wrong. We know what is wrong about it, and we know it's now unconstitutional in the way that they're applying it. If we fix that first, now the law becomes non-ambiguous. They're open to liability for any of the censorship that they do, because it would then have to pass the muster of a good faith restriction. That's not their determination what's good faith. It's not the judges. That would be a jury of their peers. Now, all of a sudden, they actually have to go to court to prove that they acted in good faith. Now, that's the first piece of the plan. Second piece of the plan is your lawsuit. So with your lawsuit, what we're doing is we are going after declaratory action against the United States of America to say, no. Stop the censorship. Now, a court can, in fact, restrain the government's conduct. right? But they can't restrain big tech's ability to, you know, for free speech. Everybody argues, well, you can't compel them to hold your content. And they're correct. No, the courts cannot compel big tech to host their content. So now think about this in conjunction with one another. If we get declaratory action in your case against the United States to say stop censoring, they stop pressuring big tech to go and censor, and big tech will actually have to act in good faith under real terms of service. Their decisions to remove content won't be arbitrary anymore, and because they're subject to liability, they're going to not censor ridiculous stuff anymore. They're going to have to follow their own representations publicly. We stop censorship in general between the two cases.
So what you're saying is if we are victorious and the court compels the government to stop ordering big tech to censor these specific people and platforms, and my platform is named by the government itself, and that's why we have standing in this case. We were named, many other people were named that are also, some are going to be suing. Then big tech, then if they engage in viewpoint discrimination censorship, then yep. I think what you're saying is we could separately then sue big tech and let a
right,
jury
because,
decide.
Yeah, so what happens there is that the same as like self-defense, right? It's an affirmative defense. The point is that if they commit any kind of liability action, right, they do some publishing and it goes to consideration, you know, at trial, it's based upon the merits of the case. The burden of proof shifts to the defendant properly. So the defendant is actually supposed to defend that they acted as a good Samaritan in good faith to restrict the content. They can't do that if they say they're doing what the government did, that we were censoring information because the government told us to. That's not a good faith restraint. So if they committed an otherwise unlawful act, guess what? They're subject to liability. And you know what their board members and shareholders are going to say? No. And they should actually be proponents for what we're saying, because 230C1 in its raw form, in its correct application, which is what we're trying to get in the courts, it means that if they just say, no, government, we're not doing your bidding anymore, you cannot hold us accountable, then it would actually require an act of Congress to eliminate Section 230, because C1 would protect them then. If they say, no, we're hands off, we're not doing your work anymore, they're protected.
All right, so it does get complicated there, but I just want to say the big picture is if we achieve victory in this lawsuit, which will still take quite a bit of time,
yeah.
I would imagine, and by the way, I want to ask you also about the mother of all Twitter files, what Twitter or X now, Elon Musk purchased a crime scene. He says he's got all the evidence of crimes. I had Ivan Raiklin here. Ivan's been on the Alex Jones show. Ivan is encouraging Elon to release this information. We may have more details about that, but I would imagine, Jason, that if that information starts to come out from X about what big tech executives did in conjunction with the government demanding censorship, I think we're going to have big tech executives resigning faster than music industry executives that attended P. Diddy parties. I mean, that's what's going to happen. People are going to be resigning and fleeing everywhere, because especially if Trump gets into office, essentially, hasn't Trump promised to do what our lawsuit is requesting the court to do? I mean,
well,
essentially
in
stop
essence,
the censorship collusion.
Well, he can't necessarily just outright stop it because of the separation of powers. He doesn't quite have that capacity. The courts can rule it unconstitutional as applied, fix the scenario. They could, you know, declaratory action against the United States, restrain them. But as you said about the mother of all Twitter files, I mean, I've heard of it. I actually ran into Ivan Raiklin yesterday as well. I've got to slow him down long enough to sit down and actually go through this with me, because if they have the information, we need to see it, because that is exactly what we're working on now is all of this crime scene. It happened. I mean, the reality is that we don't have to, because people say, you know, remember when Zuckerberg came out and said, you know, the government pressured us, and everybody lost their minds. They're like, wow, that's a great admission. We already knew. Judge Doty in Missouri versus Biden had already determined that there was joint participation and a pervasive entwinement with the government, and there was, in fact, censorship going on. It's already determined to have been happening. If we have more evidence of that, that could only help us. And you know, this is a plea to Elon. If somebody knows Elon, like, we're willing to, I mean, you know, Mike, I'm sure I don't want to speak for you in this circumstance, but if Elon were willing to work with us to end this censorship, wouldn't you be more apt to just release? Because I know that you're suing X because they're not fixing the problem.
Yeah, we have named X in our lawsuit. And the funny thing is, Elon is not that far away from this studio. Elon should just stroll on in and just sit down right here, and he and I can just work it out. We can solve this thing.
Yeah, let's just figure this out.
In 30 minutes, we just get you on the phone, get our other attorney on the phone. Boom, we can solve this thing. We love what Elon is doing with X right now so far, but he's got to go all the way. He's got to stop the censorship, stop the blacklisting of like Brighteon links, stop the shadow banning of certain accounts. I mean, I know my account is shadow banned. I think Laura Loomer's account is partially shadow banned. I don't know about Alex Jones' account. Perhaps it is. Perhaps
mine is.
It isn't. Yeah, yours is.
Mine is as well, Harrison Smith,
yep. His account is shadow banned. So he's got to go all the way. But look, we're almost out of time. Tell us about your nonprofit group that fights for freedom of speech. Tell us about that.
So Social Media Freedom Foundation at socialmediafreedom.org. We could use your financial help. You know, we are a nonprofit. This is all we fight for is everyone's freedoms. I have not taken a single dime myself as income from this. We have used it all for legal proceedings to protect the individual free rights of every citizen in this nation. Socialmediafreedom.org, it has a lot more information. Your case, Mike, is hosted under the documents tab. My case, a lot of the legal lawyers should be looking at this because, I mean, we are literally months away from correcting Section 230, provided they actually let me in the door, as it seems is going to happen. We know what's wrong with it. So this is big. I mean, for people that want to understand this more, also, too, if you need to reach out to me that, you know, if you want to go after big tech, we are specialized in exactly this. You can find me on Twitter at Jason Fick.
Okay.
So that's our big thing.
All right. And what's your website again? What is it?
Website is socialmediafreedom.org.
Okay, socialmediafreedom.org. But I just want to be clear, we are fully funding you for our lawsuit. So you're not asking for donations for our lawsuit because we're writing those checks.
No.
But what you're saying is your overall advocacy of freedom of speech.
Well, I'll give you a better example. You are able to fund your own fight. There are a lot of people that come to us, and unfortunately, they have been wiped out, and they're the people
That's
we
right.
want to hurt. I mean, I've got a list
That's
of people that want to go after big tech that can't afford to. And the thing is that we have to prioritize it ourselves based upon what essentially pays our bills. So,
it is to fund
other people's fights.
Absolutely. To fund other people's fights who are not as blessed as we are with resources.
Yes.
Jason, fantastic interview here today. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. You're brilliant. We've only scratched the surface. I would encourage people to watch more of your videos on other platforms. So thank you for joining us today. As you know, we are headed into some very dangerous times right now. The election coming up, you're seeing escalation of war around the world. You're seeing more violence in America. You're seeing war by these gangs like Tren de Aragua. Well, the state of Texas has just declared war on this foreign terrorist organization that has been taking over buildings in America. We've also got now a 0.5 rate cut by the central bank, the Federal Reserve. This is going to cause more inflation. It's going to cause more cheap money to flood into the system. You're going to see more food inflation, and you're going to see devaluation of the dollar rapidly over the next several months, especially as the government keeps printing trillions of dollars. Right now is the best time to trade dollars for things that will hold value and things that can help you prepare for what's coming. So here at healthrangerstore.com, well, I'm going to give you several different solutions here, but healthrangerstore.com, we've got some really strong solutions for you that are never going to be less expensive than they are right now. The prices are only going to go up as the dollar continues to be devalued. So show what's on my desk here. I want to give you guys a little tour. We've got Cocoa Energize. Cacao prices also have gone up significantly. That's got amazing ingredients for it. Check it out. We've got the Pink Himalayan Salt, which is a full spectrum mineral salt. We've got Natokinase down there in the orange bottles. We've got extraordinary products available for you online, healthrangerstore.com. There's the monk fruit. Here's a zinc tincture that is really outstanding. Also, organic super protein mixes are available now, some plant-based proteins. On sale this week, you can always find what we've got on sale. Here's our MSM capsules. Many popular products across preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, home, including fragrance-free laundry detergent, and soaps and body care products that are ultra clean and laboratory tested. You get loyalty points on every sale. You got 5% off additionally with auto ship and so much more. So check all of those out. HealthRangerStore.com is the place to find all of that. And of course, your purchases help support this network, our interviews, our infrastructure, Brighteon.com, Brighteon.io, which is the decentralized social media network, Brighteon.social, and so much more. Now, for the fact that the dollar is going to continue to erode in its value, we've got gold and silver options for you that really make a difference. This is a big deal. Let me show you a couple of things. If you go to verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see that we have lab-tested goldbacks, or a link to the goldback company there, and we share all the lab testing reports right there. These have physical gold in them. The 50 has 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold. The one has 1/1,000th. And this is the testing. We used a kiln, we melted it down, we dissolved it, we did ICP-MS mass spec testing, and also acid stone testing, and we verified the mass and the purity, everything. We show you all the results on this website. Here I've been collecting this, so I've got some stacks of goldbacks right here. See, this is nice to have in a collapse, because everybody loves gold. And everybody loves goldbacks because it puts gold in a format that is very easy to see. You're actually looking at the gold. When you look at this, you're seeing the gold inside the layers of polymer. There's a polymer laminate there that makes it very durable. But inside that is the actual physical gold. And if you were to melt this down, you would get a thin gold foil. Now, that's just one option for very divisible gold. We also have this as highly divisible silver. These are called prepper bars. And as you can see here, these pieces break away into parts, smaller parts. Like each one of these is 1/10 of an ounce of silver. So right there, you see the bigger chunks. Those are 1/4 ounce each. The really small chunks on the bottom, those are I believe those are 1/20 of an ounce. Overall, the entire bar is about 2 ounces, and you can get them in stacks like this. And they are made in the USA. They're beautiful. They're labeled with how many grams are on each piece right there. So you can use these for trade and barter. And this is, of course, real physical silver with very high silver purity that's labeled. So these are options for divisible precious metals. You can also go to metalswithmike.com. And there's my photo from like 15 years ago. And you can, this is with the Treasure Island Company, and this is where you can request to talk with them, or you can just check out their real-time prices here on their website, and they're very competitive. They offer the universal mints, you know, the recognized mints, gold and silver coins, and also constitutional silver or so-called junk silver coins. You can get those through Treasure Island. These are all either affiliates or sponsors of our show, and we only work with them because they are trustworthy and they have kept their word. They provide secure, discreet, guaranteed delivery. They do what they say they're going to do. And when we test their products, the tests always pass. In other words, they have what they say that they have. So the dollar is going to accelerate its decline. And if you look at gold and silver right now, let's bring up kitco.com. What is gold today? All right, here it is, gold at about $2,550. It briefly went over $2,600, and it came down shortly, but gold is trending massively higher. It was barely over $2,000 2 years ago, February of 2022, when Russia first invaded Ukraine there, the Donbass region. Gold just peaked over, I think, $2,050. Now, it's over $2,500. And it's headed into, I mean, who knows how high gold is going to go. It's not about speculation. It's not about having more dollars for your gold. It's about having more ounces of gold, because dollars are going to be history.
it'll happen over time, not instantly, but the dollar is being destroyed by money printing. Hyperinflation is coming to the West, and people who have gold and silver in various formats, gold coins, silver coins, gold backs, silver bars, prepper bars, all these different formats. These are the people who are going to have assets that still count when the currency collapses. And back to our products, healthrangerstore.com, these products are not going to get any cheaper. The supply chain is becoming more difficult, more expensive. You can stockpile these items, and we have many, many storable food items online at our store right now, healthrangerstore.com. Many storable foods. You can stock up now on freeze-dried apples and bananas and blueberries, and these have an extremely long shelf life. These number 10 cans are practically rodent-proof. They're easy to store. They're easy to transport. We've got fruits and vegetables and superfoods and miso and microalgae and so much more, either in number 10 cans or in pouches. And by the way, most storable food products out there, you know, kind of the low-cost kits where you buy a one-year supply for X number of dollars, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking real nutrition in terms of fruits and vegetables. Especially they're lacking in vitamin C. You know, they can throw in a lot of calories with sugar or with textured, you know, vegetable protein or whatever. I don't know about you, but I don't consider that to be food. I mean, I want to eat real food and not just barely survive on, you know, processed crap, you know, with salt and sugar in it. If you want real food for the times that are coming, go to healthrangerstore.com and you'll be supporting us at the same time that you are preparing yourself. And we thank you for all the support that you've given us over the years. And by the way, go to rangerdeals.com. Let me bring it up. Rangerdeals.com. And this shows you, it gives you links to what I've mentioned here. Here's the prepper bars. Here's verified gold backs. Here's above phone, which is de-Googled phones. Kind of a good time to think about getting a phone that probably won't explode on you when your government remotely detonates it, right? So do you trust your phone? You want to get a de-Googled phone? This is the company, Above Phone. You can save $50 with this discount code right here. You can get satellite phones for emergency backup communications. You've got Connecta Mobile to defend your privacy with a service that replaces AT&T or T-Mobile. Here you go. We've got 10% off holsters, the best holsters in the world that don't break. I know that because I've been using them now for well over a year, and they don't break. We've got body armor where legal. We've got Treasure Island. Here's the body armor here. Treasure Island coins and precious metals. This is Shield Arms that has legal arm-braced folding AR pistols and much more. Custom Glocks. I mean, that's what I carry. So check out rangerdeals.com. Get yourself prepared. You will thank yourself based on what's coming. Times are incredibly risky, dangerous. Chaos is coming. We are, you know, a little over a month out from the election at this point, and who knows what's going to happen before, during, or after the election. But I'm not counting on there being, you know, peace and quiet. We're going to prepare for a collapse of the dollar. We're going to prepare for social or civil unrest out there, probably by the radical leftists. We're going to prepare nutritionally in case there are disruptions in the food supply. And I also encourage people stock up on natural medicine, because what's going to happen when, you know, if there's a bank collapse or if there are disruptions in the supply chain, you can't get the products that you need. We are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime right now. And this window is going to continue for many months to come. So get ready and help support us. HealthRangerStore.com and RangerDeals.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless each and every one of you. God bless America. And join me in praying for peace and praying for the restoration of our constitutional republic. Take care, everybody.